been around this town. Oh, I used to be a rounder, been around this town. I've courted Pretty Polly, I've been all around. Oh, word is Pretty Polly, oh, yonder she stands. Oh, word is Pretty Polly, oh, yonder she stands. Gold diamonds on her fingers and her little white hands.
I often point out to audiences that the old style of banjo playing known as frailing or clawhammer is uniquely African American. I first learned this style from Carrie Norris in Kentucky at the Hindman Settlement School in the early 90s. Carrie is the granddaughter of Lily Mae Ledford, who you just heard singing and playing Pretty Polly. She was the leader of the early Radio Days group, the Coon Creek Girls. The technique where I use the back of my right index fingernail to note the melody has passed unchanged through centuries of American music. To this day, you can find footage of traditional African musicians strumming the same way. Here is a sample from Akanting player Daniel Jada playing and singing in Gambia. Some banjo tunes familiar to us in American old-time music, such as Old Joe Clark and Cluck Old Hen, are thought to trace back to African melodies in countries like Senegal. The banjo first came to the Caribbean and then North America with West African slaves, either in idea or physical form, as early as the 17th century. The early banjo, with many variations on the name, was an important part of traditional African American music. In the antebellum South and other places with slave culture, which were numerous, many highly prized slaves played the banjo for dances and other entertainment settings, teaching their masters and other white people with whom they had contact. This particular era lasted over 100 years before the five-string banjo was popularized and appropriated by 19th century white culture in the wildly successful blackface minstrel show circuit. Newer versions of the instrument replaced earlier gourd construction, and from there, the banjo proliferated into various musical genres, including jazz, blues, Irish, old time, and bluegrass. Here is a 1928 recording of Uncle John Scruggs playing the 1871 minstrel show song, Little Log Cabin Round the Lane. Listen carefully to the dialect and references. In recent years, the Black Banjo Movement and other groups have strived to reclaim the instrument. Here, Rhiannon Giddens, founding member of the Carolina Chocolate Drops, sings Julie, an original song based on a 19th century slave memoir. She is playing a fretless, minstrel-era style banjo.
If they find that trunk of gold by my side, Julie, oh Julie, you tell them in that that trunk of gold is yours, my friend. Mistress, oh mistress, I won't lie. If they find that trunk of gold by your side, mistress, oh mistress, that trunk of gold is what you got when my children you sold. Mistress, oh mistress, don't you cry. The price of staying here is too high. Mistress, oh mistress, I wish you well. But in leaving here, I'm leaving.